Joe Smith checks in with us. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
A good Monday morning to all. Margaret Glass. Yes.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Still on my Easter sugar high.
Yeah, I had one of those too.
I'm gonna throw Joe a curveball to get started.
Uh-oh. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me get my right foot dug in.
You got it? You better dig in.
Wait a minute. A couple swings. Get loose. All righty. Bats on the shoulder. Cocked.
My three sons. Grandpa for a third time. Congratulations, buddy.
Oh.
See, I told you I'd sneak that in there.
I thought I told you.
No, you did not.
Oh, yeah.
The wonderful world of Facebook.
Yeah, they got another little Smitty coming, another boy.
You got six more and you got a starting lineup, buddy.
Labor Day, need two for five. And
a little scrimmage?
little shirts and skins, you know.
That's exactly right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So that's a fun way to get your Easter weekend going as well. And we're here to talk about the Monroe County Sports Spotlight. It is week number one of spring, and that means the balls were in the air and people were jumping over bars and hurdles and everything else. And it was just nice, Joe, not to have to worry about any delays, cancellations, or slowing it down. So start us off here as we get week one of the spring spotlight kicked off.
Well, week one in the books as we begin to spotlight our Monroe County Spring High School athletes and senior Ian Bailey of Bloomington North, last year's area player of the year, kicking off his final Cougar season, grabbing medalist honors down at Shadowwood and Seymour, firing at a nice one under round 71 for a two-shot victory. The Cougs of Brian Muehlhaus finished eighth overall in his first spring outing of the young season. Mick Hammett's Edgewood softballers, the Lady Mustangs, off to a 3-0 start. They beat Bloomington North earlier in the week in the season opener, and then behind senior Nicole Sawyers, she too hit North Putnam and shut out the Cougars with a complete game, including nine strikeouts, and freshman left fielder Taylor Acuff broke in with a three-hit, four RBI game as the Mustangs completed the sweep. Taylor also hammered her first career home run. Emily Kron's North Cougars got their first win of the year in the books as sophomore Kenzie Ridge shut out Shackamack 5-0, complete with 12 strikeouts. The Cougars play Eastern, weather permitting, by the way, a little bit later tonight. Sophomore Elena Davis knocked in a pair of runs with two hits for the Cougars. On the baseball beat, sophomore Tanner Colby pitched scoreless ball into the sixth inning, giving Bob Jones's baseball Mustangs its first win as they beat Evansville Central 5-2 down at the Vincennes tournament. Junior Mac Cadeau had a couple of hits, two RBIs. Edgewood will be hosting Gibraltar, Michigan's Carlson High School tonight at 5 o'clock out at Ermal Clark Field. Phil Klusner's South Panthers, by the way, opened up their season earlier in the week. They beat Edgewood 8-3. As shortstop Chase Dobb knocked out three hits. On the track and field beat, senior Austin Smith won both hurdles and was in on two Edgewood relay wins as Micah Mobley's Mustangs upset preseason number four North in the opening duel for both earlier in the week. Cougar senior Delvon Wilson swept the sprints for Justin Helmer. The Cougar girls won easily 91-41 as junior Gracie Heave was in on four event wins, including three individual events, the long jump and both hurdles. Larry Williams, 16th-ranked South Panthers, got started last week. Peter Voskiel was in on three event wins, and senior Deacon Voles won the pole vault and high jump. Tom Stokes, who's in for the retired Glenn Stitt as head coach of the girls at South, completed the sweep of Columbus East, winning 10 events on the card, including all three relays, 81-49. Junior Megan Grabowski swept the sprints and was on the winning 400-meter relay. So off we go with our spotlight winners for Monroe County Sports Spring Week number one. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, abbreviated half-hour version, and your phone calls tonight at 6, previewing what happened at Lucas Oil Stadium over the weekend and getting you ready for the big one tonight. Our Westwood One coverage, compliments of Meineke Car Care Center, 6:30, Wisconsin and Duke. National championship game will tip along about 9:18.
And the Easter Bunny stuck a loss in Kentucky's Easter basket over the weekend.
They did, indeed.
And it didn't surprise me a bit. I had Wisconsin winning it all.
I did too.
Didn't bother me. Didn't bother you. And good stuff there. Pretty good theater. But when it came down to it, Wisconsin, they played better.
Yeah.
They're a better team. And it's amazing when the Harrisons don't throw in 28 footers, how all of a sudden Kentucky's not as dominant as they were. Coming out of the timeout there, you get an air ball. All right, works for me.
Yeah, and, Wisconsin gave Kentucky a little bit of its own medicine. You know, UK used to putting teams away, what, Glass, in the final 5-4-3 minutes of ball games, and that was the complete opposite in that ball game Saturday night as Wisconsin and Sam Decker continues to be the man of the hour along with Frank the Tank. So we'll see if they can, well, continue the revenge tour tonight. You know, Duke beat them in the Big Ten ACC challenge back in December early up at Madison at Cole, where they don't lose many games, but a lot of basketball since then for both ball clubs. So ought to have a dandy day.
Nope, I agree with you. 6:30, as you mentioned, will be the pregame. 9:18 is tip-off there. Baseball opened up last night.
Yeah.
Cubs and Cardinals on Sunday night baseball. A little chilly in Wrigley Field. But Cardinals win 3-0. Cubs struck out 12 times. What were they with runners in scoring position, Joe? Oh, for what? I lost count.
It was in double figures.
It was 0 for 11 at one point. It could have got worse. I quit paying attention.
Yeah,
Notre Dame and Connecticut will play for the Women's Championship tomorrow night. The Masters starts this week, and so does Reds baseball. We'll have it covered for you on Wednesday night.
Well, I tell you what, always a big day. We used to go for nearly a quarter century, but it is the 139th, I might add, opening day in Cincinnati today. They'll be taking on the Pirates in a non-broadcast game, but that being said, the Buccos come back Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, right here, first of 115 games at the Great American Ballpark.
Great job. We'll get caught up on the Hoosier beat coming up at 8:45.
All righty. See you then.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45 here on WGCL. And we turn our attention to Indiana University and the Hoosiers Sports Capsule in Indiana. Some home events this weekend. Didn't all go as planned, but men's tennis had a good way to get things started off on the Easter weekend.
Well, Jeremy Wirtzman's crew evened up the men's Big Ten season at 3-3, won a couple of matches, beating Nebraska, and yesterday on Easter Sunday, downing Iowa 4-1, winning four straight singles matches. Former North Cougar Matt McCoy continues to play well. He had a straight setter at 5 singles, duplicating what he did against Nebraska as Indiana moved to 14-8 overall under its first-year head coach. On the road they go to Ohio State and Penn State this weekend. Meanwhile, Lynn Loring's women, they lost to an unbeaten league-unbeaten Michigan squad. The Wolverines came in and beat Indiana, shut them out 7-0. They've won 17 of 20 matches this spring. Michigan, and as I say, they're 8-0 on the year. Indiana dropping to 3-4. They did beat Michigan State, had a nice win earlier in the weekend, 5-2, dominating singles. Katie Klysik and Stephanie Smith won three setters at 1 and 3 singles, respectively. Elsewhere on the golf beat, junior Max Collin had won team medal honors as he finishes T51 on the leaderboard. Down at the Mason Rudolph invite, Indiana finished 14th there. That was hosted by Vanderbilt. Highlight of Max's weekend was the hole-in-one that he had, pulling out a 6-iron on that par 3, 212 ninth hole, finishing up his round Saturday with an ace. The Hoosiers, by the way, host their annual NYX Hoosier invite this weekend out on the Champ Course. Big Ten track and field, well, it's not Big Ten time yet, but Big Ten indoor champion in the 800 meters, Trey Tez-Kinnaird, was third in the 800 meters outdoors at the Palo Alto Bay Stanford Invitational over the weekend. A nice run for Trey Tez, 148.4. Last year's high school 800-meter champion and last week's Big Ten track athlete of the week, Daniel Kuhn, finished sixth. Brenna Calder had a respectable third place in the women's 800 meters for Ron Helmer's crew. Barry King's water polo queens lost a tough overtime match to Michigan up in Ann Arbor over the weekend as freshman phenom Kelly Matthews continues to score. She had 5 more goals, Indiana dropping to 1-1 in CWPA play, but they have the Big Princeton Invitational keying 4 conference games together this coming weekend. Candace Schroeder had the hat with 3 goals in that Michigan loss. Colleen McNaught had 7 assists. Elsewhere on the diamond, for the first time in the brief history of the BART, the Big Ten Hoosiers, the baseballers, lost their first conference home series of the brief existence of the ballpark. Michigan came in, took two out of three, winning yesterday 4-3, dropping IU to 2-6 in league play. Scott Efros deserved better. He gave up two runs, earned runs, through six innings. He was pinned with his fourth loss. He scattered seven hits. The bottom line here, Indiana had enough hits to win the game. They failed to convert the hits into runs. They left seven men on, and they struck out 11 times in that 4-3 loss. Craig Didelow continuing to hit the ball well. He had a solo blast and a double. One of three Hoosiers who had two-hit days, including Brad Hartong, Isaiah Pastor, and Casey Rodriguez. Indiana will continue the homestand hosting Cincinnati. The Bearcats come in for a 6:05 game on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers lost 2 out of 3 to Maryland over the Easter weekend. They were beaten Sunday 21-8. The Terps with 11 runs, an uprising in the seventh inning to get the job done there. Senior Shannon Cauley continues to hit well. She belted out another home run. Had a big weekend at the plate for Michelle. She knocked out a grand slammer. One of three hits and six RBI in the Hoosier split on Saturday. Indiana winning that game 11-8. IU now 2-7 in the Big Ten. They'll host Purdue for two out at Andy Moore on Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget In the Zone, David Glass and your phone calls, an abbreviated half-hour show tonight at 6. Why? Because thanks to Meineke Car Care Center, Westwood One's coverage of the national championship game tonight. Wisconsin-Duke tip-off will be at 9:18. Pregame at 6:30.
All right, Smitty, we got busy times today. The Reds are in action, and we'll have them for you not today on opening day, but coming up on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, Mike Lee gets the ball, and it'll be opening night, if you will. There's a day off tomorrow, so the game will start at 7:10, 7:05 pregame on the Reds Radio Network from the Great American Ballpark. Of course, a big day today, Glass, as you know, across Major League Baseball, but it's always very special in the Queen City. Of the 139th opening day, lots going on in Cincinnati as the Reds kick it off with the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch about 4:10.
And you can see the entire Reds schedule at WGCLRadio.com. Cubs and Cards got things started last night. Cardinals win 3-0 as Adam Wainwright, you could argue, one of the better pitchers around, no question about that. Beat up a new mercenary for the Cubs, John Lester. Lester lasted 4 1/3, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, 3-0 the final from Wrigleytown. Obviously, the Final Four, as you mentioned, is tonight's Masters week. That Woods guy mentioned on Friday, he's going to play this week, so practice round starting this morning, tournament play on Thursday.
How's the weather supposed to be this weekend down there?
Wet.
Oh, really?
Yep, so it'll be interesting to see how that all moves around because, again, it's just not the ideal conditions for all of that, so we'll see how that is. And again, we're far enough away from it. You got 4 days to make it work, but our weather here is not very good. We'll see what there's up to. Taking a look at the quick 10-day forecast there in Augusta, Joe, for Thursday afternoon thunderstorm, 60% chance. Friday afternoon thunderstorm, 50% chance. Morning chance of showers on Saturday. Sunday partly cloudy, so it gets better as the weekend goes on. A crisp 90 for the par 3 on Wednesday afternoon.
Wow.
Oof. That'll be a little steamy.
Our
one.
First major of 2015.
Wisconsin's a one-point favorite tonight.
Yeah. Well.
On Wisconsin.
Well, I tell you, on Wisconsin.
Go
no
Bucky
question
Badger.
About that.
Go
Looking
Bucky.
For its first national title since 41.
And they didn't play too many of them before that one, so.
We'll see if the good vibes continue for Coach K playing and winning national titles. Two of them, anyway, have come. In Indianapolis.
Well, the other two have been in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Any polis he plays in, he's
got
racked up.
Yeah, been pretty good.
All right, good stuff as always. We'll see you tomorrow night at Yogi's, and get ready for Reds baseball.
Sounds good.